look with me for a few minutes here tonight. And Psalm 37 is probably my favorite of the Psalms. But I'm going to read two verses here, 23 and 24, Psalm 37. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Praise God. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. You know, steps really refer to a forward progress, little by little. That's how spiritual growth is. It's measured in small little increments, small little steps that we take. You grow, that's the way you grow in the things of the Lord. You move forward by faith in God, and it is little by little that you grow. Sometimes we might think, oh, I want to be a spiritual giant. I want to be like that sister or that brother. But the way we grow is the way things grow in the natural world. We grow little by little, and we take steps little by little. It's just a small movement. And you take a step, and that step is a step of faith. You believe God's word, and you act upon it, and you take a step. And when you do, then you obey God, and you're moving closer to the Lord, and you're obeying what he is calling to do. And so it's a small movement. It's little. Sometimes you may think, I'm not really making any progress. Now, if you are tonight what you were 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 20 years ago, if you haven't made any progress, haven't made any movement or any growth in the things of the Lord or the knowledge of God's word, the things of the Lord, that's not the will of God. Amen. It's his will that we are always progressing and growing. And you never come to a place in your experience with God that you arrive and you know enough. We're always, until the end of this life, till our life is over, we are to be progressing one step at a time. It's little by little that we make this progress, but just stay at it. Just remain true to God, be faithful, and you will make the progress. Zechariah 4 and 10, despise not the day of small things. Zechariah is talking about the foundation of the temple and saying, I know there's not a temple rebuilt here. It's not here. It's just a foundation. But don't despise the small thing. There has to be a foundation, and then that's built upon. And little by little, it's going to get built. Don't despise the small things. Amen. Step by step, step by step. Psalm 119, 105. The word, thy word, is a lamp unto my feet. It is a lamp unto my feet, and you take steps. When I was a kid, there was a man in our church that would take the boys coon hunting every once in a while. And he would let those dogs loose, and they would take off like lightning into the woods. And then we'd start running, and we would run, and we would run through the woods. I learned real quick to stay close to the guy that had the light. If you don't, you're going to fall in a hole. If you don't, you might step on something you don't want to step on. If you don't, you might get slapped in the face by a limb. Stay close to the guy with the light. And you got to stay close to him, because he's carrying the lamp or the lantern, and you stay close to him in every step. One step at a time, you get to where you're wanting to go. If not, you're out in the dark. You don't know where you're going. All you can hear is that dog howling, and you're as lost as can be unless you are stepping in the light. Amen. Your word is a lamp under our feet. You don't know how to progress in the things of God You can't take steps in the things of the Lord unless you are a person of God's word. Amen. You have to read it and study it and meditate upon it and allow the word of God to become a part of your life. And thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You get nowhere on this path, this Christian pathway, if you are not walking and stepping in the light. Exodus 23 and 30, it says, by little and little, by little, I will drive them out from before thee until thou be increased and inherit the land. This is the Lord speaking through Moses and telling the children of Israel, when you go into the promised land, it's going to be one step at a time. We think in our minds, well, this, that they drove out all the inhabitants of the promised land and they became, they took control and it was a matter of just a few days. Oh no, it wasn't days, it was years. Little by little, they took possession of the promised land and they little by little drove out the inhabitants of the promised land until finally they had taken complete possession as Moses had promised, but it was little by little that it happened. That's how our steps are. The steps refer to our forward progress in the things of the Lord. And this promise here from the psalmist is for, it's for Christians, it's for believers. It's for you and me who are saved. Because it says the steps of a good man. We know there's no good thing in any of us. Not any of us. The only good thing in you or me is Jesus that's in us. That's the only good thing in our life is we know God. And we invited him in to take control of our life one day. And so we're not good except of the mercy of God. So this is a promise to good men and good women. The steps of a good man, a good person are ordered of the Lord. You're a good person because you belong to Jesus. Amen. Our righteousness, filthy rags. There's none righteous. No, not one. None of us are good. You're not good enough because you don't do certain things. You don't take drugs. You don't drink. You don't, you know, you're not good because of that. You're good because of the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ that's been implanted in your life and in your heart. You're only good. I run a reference on this, and there's a lot of places where it talks about good men in the scripture. The good man does this. The good man does that. And so, we're only good because of what Jesus has done in our life. So this promise is from God to the believer, you and me. What is the promise? He says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Now, Marcia gave me insight in this verse a long time ago. She read this and she was thinking about it, meditating on it, and she gave me her insight into ordered of the Lord, what it means for your steps to be ordered of the Lord. If you go to a restaurant, you make an order, and that order is specific to you. Everybody likes what they like and dislikes what they dislike. And your order is by your preference. I want it fixed this way, and I want these certain sides to be added to the dish. It's all specific to you, and the steps of a good man have been ordered by God specifically for you. Your steps. Wasn't that good? Marcia has some good thoughts sometimes. Amen. Really, we know that God, we use that word providence of God. And we know that God, he rules over this earth. We know that he's in charge of, you know, he presides over what's going on in the nations of the world and the peoples of the earth. We understand somewhat about the providence of God. We understand that even unsaved people benefit from undeserving mercy, like Jason and others that go through a situation like that. Not really serving the Lord, not living for God, but God somehow in his providential mercy preserves their life and protects them. And that's a wonderful thing. Actually, the word providence means foresight, or to see before. He orders your steps because he sees before you get there. He sees what's ahead. And right now you might be discouraged, you might be worried or troubled over things you've got going on in your life, but God, he sees before you even get there to that situation. He saw it before. Providence really means that God sees before. It's his foresight. God sees what's going to happen tomorrow and next week and next month. And he knows how to work in your situation. And you might be worried and troubled about something that's happening, and you wonder why that it's happening. But God is ordering your steps. You belong to him. He's ordering your steps, and he knows what you're going to face in these next coming days. And so he has ordered your steps for you, providentially working. The steps of a good man, a good woman, a saved man, a saved woman, have been ordered by the Lord specifically for you in your life, in your life circumstance. And that's how God is at work. God is not far removed from us and disinterested in what's going on in our lives. Oh, no. We belong to him, and his providential hand is working in our behalf. And he's directing our steps, and he's working in our behalf. And we must trust him to do all things well. Remember, we've talked about this lately, about Paul, his missionary journey, and how that it says in Acts 16 that he'd gone through Phrygia and then to the region of Galatia. And then he said, we were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. And after that, they were come to Mysia, and they were going to go to Bithynia. But the Spirit suffered them not. And they passed by Matthia and came to Troas. And there he has a vision that came to Paul in the night. And there stood a man of Macedonia and said to him, come over to Macedonia and help us. The Spirit of God was saying, no, don't go there. No, don't go there. And then the Spirit of God spoke to him through this vision and showed him this man of Macedonia. And apparently we know that this was an open door that God was opening, and God was directing the Apostle Paul's steps. Yes, he was. Steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. They are ordered by God. They are specific to you, and they are able to direct you in the way that's pleasing to the Lord. So right now you may not be able to understand, Lord, why is this happening? Why am I going through this? Why am I so troubled? Why am I worried? Remember, you are a born-again Christian. You belong to the Lord. And God has ordered, and sometimes all you're seeing is bits and parts of the plan, but God sees the whole plan. You're just seeing a little bit of the plan. But God sees it all. He sees the big picture, and he reveals that he cares about us, and he's able to help us and to direct our steps for us. Praise God. That's a wonderful promise, isn't it? That God will direct our steps. And it says, and he delighteth in his way. God delights in the way. When you follow the way that he is directing you and you trust him to lead you in the way that you're going, he delights in you. It's a wonderful picture here. The word there, delight, it means to be bent over. It means to be leaning towards. It's a wonderful picture. It's like the picture of a father or a mother who lets their little toddler go, and they're following behind them and making sure they don't tumble and fall into something they shouldn't. And they're leaned over them, watching them. The steps of a good man. And he delighteth in their way. He's right there behind you, and he's going to take good care of you. Glory to God. He's bent towards you. You have his favor, his blessing. Why? Because you're a child of God. So he's watching over you like a mother or father would over their little child. He's bent toward you, and he's taking care of you. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord, and he delighteth in the way. He delighteth. That's the word, The word delighteth, that means to be bent toward, to be leaning toward. That's our Heavenly Father. Praise God. Who is watching over us. He is taking care of us. And we just need to learn how to better trust Him. If you don't understand what's going on, trust Him. He's your Heavenly Father. He favors you. He's close behind you. He's right there to help you. Amen. And He will. We need to trust in Him. Proverbs 3 and 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. Don't look at your circumstance and say, Lord, this is a mess, and I don't understand what you're doing. It doesn't make sense what you're doing. You trust in the Lord because God is at work. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. It just really means to make Him known. To acknowledge Him means that you make Him known. In all your ways, you make Him known. You just say, Lord, this is the Lord's doing. I don't understand it. This is the Lord's doing, and He's the sovereign one that's directing my steps, and He's got a plan in all this mess, and He's going to put it all together, and when He does, it's going to make sense, and He's going to accomplish what He is planning to accomplish. Of course, our wonderful verse of providential truth is Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. It doesn't say that everything is good. It says all things are working together for good. Everything that happens to you is not good. There is heartbreak. There is disappointment. There are times when you don't understand and you wish that it didn't happen the way that it did, and you're troubled and you're worried. But remember who you are. You are a child of God. Amen. You belong to the Lord. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to the children of God. God's at work, and His providential hand is directing and working in all the things you're facing. Amen. Glory be to God. He delights in your way. He's watching close. He's leaning toward you. He's watching over you to take care of you. Verse 24. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Though he fall, and we understand that we are human and we do mess up. There's not one perfect person in this building tonight. I'm not, nor are you. There are times when we do things we shouldn't do. We say things we shouldn't say. We act in ways that are not pleasing to the Lord. We fail. We do. We mess up. And the Lord's watching. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, or he will not be completely destroyed. Because God is watching. Yeah, you might have a little bruised knee and a little scrape, and you might go through some things because you fall and you fail. But the Lord is right there, and He'll pick you up. You're not going to be completely destroyed. You have a Heavenly Father who's watching over you, and He's ordering your steps. Amen. And though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with His hand. That's our Heavenly Father, who's right there leaning toward us. And when we mess up and we make a mistake, and He's grabbing us, He's raising us back up. Get back on your feet now. Keep stepping in the ways of the light of the truth of God's word. Don't lose out. Don't go back. Don't lose heart. A lot of people have fallen and they have given up. Oh, I made a mistake, there's no good thing in me. Remember that account from Jeremiah 18, when Jeremiah said the word of the Lord came to me and told me to go down to the potter's house. When he got down there, that potter was working on that potter's wheel. It says the vessel was made of clay, and it was marred in the hand of the potter, so that he made it again another vessel. something, I don't know, there was a stone or a rock or maybe a hard place or maybe part of that clay that wasn't responding to the pressure of the hands of the vessel. And so it was marred. And so he removes that and he just keeps working on you. And he just keeps on working. That's what the potter did. He said the vessel was made of clay and it was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Praise God. Your mess up, your failure, your fall doesn't have to be the end. It doesn't have to be final. Somebody wrote a book called Your Failure Doesn't Have to Be Final. I forget who it was, but it's a good title. Your failure don't have to be final, because the Lord is right there watching over you. If you'll get back up and keep walking and stepping in the light, then God will be faithful. God will be faithful, and he will work in your life. The Bible says, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. Amen. It doesn't say that you have to sin. It just says if there's a failure, if there's a mistake, if there's something that you do that doesn't please the Lord, whatever is going on in your life, God wants to repair it. He wants to rebuild it. He wants to do something by his love and mercy and grace in your life. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. He's leaning toward you. He's bent toward you to watch over you, to take care of you. If you stumble, he's going to grab you, pick you back up, and put you right back on the pathway you need to be on. Amen. That's a wonderful promise, isn't it? To the saints of God, to every one of us. Let's stand together. Lord, we thank you for your word and the promise of your word to believers. And Lord, we know that in the middle of all that's going on in our lives, and there may be some right here among us, that they are worried, they're confused, they're troubled, they don't understand about what's happening to them right now, what they're up against. But Lord, we know that in your providence, your foresight, you've already been there. And so, Lord, you're already ordering our steps to help us, Lord, through this trial. And you'll even use this trial to develop something in us that you want to develop if we'll just trust you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you care about your children. Thank you, Lord, that you're leaning toward us. You're bent over toward us to make sure that we don't be utterly destroyed. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your goodness to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.